Good afternoon, and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. We're a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, John Burns, an energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact. We're located at the Superior Courthouse at the County Complex in Barnstable. Today's program will be a potpourri of topics because there is an awful lot happening in energy efficiency, economic stimulus, green buildings, green jobs, green power. Everywhere you look, someone or something is touting green. And it's great, especially for those of us who are working in this arena. But how do we separate fact from fiction, the real from the pie in the sky? My guest this afternoon is Amy Vohl, a marketing and communications coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. Now, Amy has just started at the Cape Light Compact, so I'm not going to put her on the hot seat today and hit her with all these questions. But what I am going to do is ask her to talk about what she does, what she intends to do, some of the projects she has underway. I expect over time Amy will be a frequent guest and eventually try her hand at hosting the program herself, so we'll have that to look forward to. So, Amy, welcome to your first appearance on Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy.
Thank you very much, John. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very glad that you're not completely putting me in the hot seat today.
No hot seat today.
Oh,
someday,
good.
Maybe, but okay. not today. There's a lot of information we want to impart to our listening audience. Energy is a hot topic.
Yes, it is.
As it relates to green. So, for starters, what brings you here today in the energy field? And do you have anything exciting to share with the audience to kick off today's conversation?
Sure. Well, let me just give you a little bit of background about me coming to the Cape.
Excellent.
I've been on the Cape almost 3 years now. I actually moved here from New York City. But it's such a beautiful place. Wanted to live up here. I have family up here. And being very close to the beach is absolutely wonderful.
You moved here from New York City and said to yourself, where'd all these New Yorkers come from, right?
It's true. All of my neighbors are basically from New York, too. But no, it's absolutely wonderful being here. My first exposure to Cape Light Compact was when I moved into my home and I called up to get an energy audit. And I had a wonderful experience with the folks from Rise Engineering who came down. Mm-hmm. And They
did
an incredibly thorough job coming through my house, telling me exactly where I could have upgrades and where I could save on my energy bills and where I could put in insulation. It's been an absolutely wonderful experience. So, of course, like most people on the Cape, I had no clue who Cape Light Compact was and what you did, minus the whole experience of the energy audit.
Right. And now it's your job to tell us
all. And now it's my job to
tell
you exactly what's going on with Cape Light Compact.
Excellent.
And it's been a wonderful experience being with you and educating myself over the past couple of months about exactly who you are and what you do. And, you know, I would say the first most exciting thing that I found out is, first myth I guess I would love to bust is the fact that Cape Light Compact is not a company.
Right.
In fact, it's a public entity, and our mission is to serve public interests. And it's a government agency,
right.
Basically. Right. And so we are here to offer services to you, act as advocates, negotiate the best power supply we can for our region, and offer energy efficiency programs, and act as general advocates for people here on the Cape. And as a regional entity, obviously, I think we're doing a pretty good job now that I'm learning more and more. And I want to share what we're doing to the general public, because I think they should know about all the terrific work that's going on at the Compact.
And you have a background in the communications field.
I do.
So you are able to put your arms around all of the little bits and pieces that we had floating around.
I am
around
trying
there,
the best I can, yeah. Absolutely. But I do have some great news that I would like to announce.
Good.
First off, we have recently just become a sponsor of the Governor's Clean... Oh, God, of course now it's escaping me the name. There's a new program out, the governor's
Clean Energy Challenge.
Clean Energy Challenge. Okay. Thank you so much for stepping in there. And folks, sorry out there, this is my first time on radio, so I apologize for messing up on that. We are joining.
We're very forgiving here.
I appreciate that. We're joining the governor's energy challenge along with the rest of the state and encouraging our local businesses to get involved and sign up for this terrific opportunity to reduce that. You can sign up for a program. They're going to give you all the steps to help reduce your energy usage. I believe the goal is about 10%. There's a pilot program running right now. We're going to have information on our website, www.capelightcompact.org, and we're hoping that all of our businesses sign up to join us in this challenge.
Well, as a former businessman, I can say one of the first questions I would ask somebody that came to me with this proposal is, what's in it for me?
You're going to get a great plaque.
Okay.
No. I'll tell you exactly what's in it for you. As you know, the state has been mandated through the Green Communities Act to really start ramping up and reducing our energy usage and putting more renewable energy into our portfolio. Mm-hmm. This is going to help us meet our mandated energy goals for the state and for our region. And so to join this, it's also going to be a great recognition for your company because
Up a little competition between.
Absolutely. Right. And the other thing about it too, more and more people as a business, you know, and especially in this economy, you want to do everything you can to get ahead and promote yourself. And people are very interested in knowing what businesses are doing to be more green.
Okay.
So you might as well get a little leg up on the competition.
Right. Sure. And it is a bit of a kind of a friendly competition with other businesses. But
and the end result is positive for everybody.
The end result is positive. And we do bring to the table a lot of incentives, but aside from just information, there's financial incentives involved with that. Not just the benefit of reducing your energy use and therefore reducing your utility bills, but there's incentives that the Cape Light Compact will offer. For instance, a small business typically on measures that qualify, and that's electric reduction measures, will get 80% of the installed measures paid for by the Cape Light Compact under our small business program. So if you're a small business and you've got old style lighting, the lighting can be changed out, and 80% of it will be paid through the Cape Light Compact program. So you significantly reduce your energy bill and get the new improved lighting at the same time. And why wouldn't you want to do that?
See, John, you don't need me at all. You could just tell everybody about all of our fantastic programs. But, I mean, that's a case in point. Right. You know, people and our businesses on the Cape and our regular residents need to know about the amazing energy efficiency programs that we have out there for residences and businesses. And we can help, you know, propel ourselves to be one of the most efficient states out there.
Well, I think we're certainly working towards that end. So what else do we have going on?
Well, you know, one of the things I really wanted to talk about, and I think there's been a lot of questions on this, and you can help me where I might not have the complete answer, but one of the questions we've been hearing from our residents, there are a lot of energy suppliers out there that are coming to them and saying, you know, we can offer you a better rate than Cape Light Compact.
I would like to address that. The purpose of the Cape Light Compact was originally when the electricity industry deregulated, when the generation portion of electricity was broken away from the distribution portion, the so-called poles and wires portion.
Right. And that was the Massachusetts restructuring law?
Yes.
All right.
There was a genuine concern on the part of the leaders on Cape Cod that Cape Cod would get the short end of the stick when it came to companies trying to supply electricity out here. So they formed what's called a municipal aggregation. All the towns got together, all the towns on Cape Cod, towns on Martha's Vineyard, the two counties themselves, Barnstable and Duke counties, got together and formed what's called a municipal aggregation. using the purchasing power of the county and this aggregation, they were able to get the interest of potential suppliers with the hope that it would also attract other suppliers. See, the concern was once they deregulated, all of the generators would go to the large users. And we don't have a lot of large users down here. We get a lot of very small users down here.
And I don't think that's a point that I don't think a lot of people understand.
No, it's not well understood. The other thing is that these contracts that are offered are very, very complex. And if you don't understand every single word of those contracts, then beware. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get the information. If the average person doesn't want to be bothered with the procurement of electricity, they have an advocate in the form of the Cape Light Compact who goes out and does that for them. We're not in the business of making a profit. We go out and we try to find someone who will supply this right. load for us.
And you can sign up. And that's another point. Sure. Again, we're not a for-profit
right.
company.
Right. So, but that doesn't stop you from participating in the competitive markets. Mm-hmm. So there are other possibilities for you. You can take a look at some of these offers that are coming in, but again, be very careful about it.
Right.
You can find yourself signing up for multi-year contracts, which will have the equivalent of a credit card teaser rate, zero interest for 90 days.
And we all know how
whatever.
Quickly that catches
right.
up with you.
Exactly. And so make sure that there's nothing in there that'll come back to bite you later.
Right.
And oftentimes there is. Not always. And we at the Cape Light Compact are happy to review the offers and make an analysis of them, and an unbiased analysis. And because, as I say, we have no mm-hmm. – there's no difference whether you buy from one or the other. It's
right.
This is the Cape Light Compact's power supply is available to you to take advantage of you to take advantage as you see fit.
Right.
So that's one.
I was thinking just as a follow up on my end, what I mm-hmm. think would be very helpful for the people listening here is that, you know, maybe we come up with a list of questions that they might want to ask
right.
when they're reviewing these bills. And hopefully we're going to be housing all that information soon on our website.
So they can just go to the frequently asked questions
Absolutely.
Section.
Absolutely. On power supply, okay. and they can get all of those questions answered.
Excellent.
Let me see. Help me out here, John.
What else are you doing?
I am
doing...
We have
some energy fairs. Any energy fairs coming up?
Well, we do. We're looking possibly to do a bigger event.
Mm-hmm.
We might try and do a little bit of a blowout in September. It is, we have a lot of response from people, and they're very excited about all of the energy efficiency whatnot that is going right. on today, and they want to find out more information. And it is terrific that we're going to be updating our website and having all that information there, so keep on checking back for mm-hmm. that. But it's also a really nice forum to be able to get together and bring your family out and just have a really fun day out and learn about all of the energy efficiency programs that are going on Cape-wide. So we're hoping, and this is a tentative date, but we're hoping that September 19th, we are going to be having kind of a blowout energy
okay.
fair. So
in the past, the Cape Light yeah. Compact has had energy fairs, and we started a few years ago with one at the Yarmouth Senior Center, an annual event at the Yarmouth Senior Center, where people could bring old dehumidifiers and air conditioners in, mm-hmm. Turn them in, have them recycled, and get a coupon to go out and buy an Energy Star model that use less energy. Kind of think maybe we've got most of the old ones out of the
right.
out of the stream now. And we're looking for other things to do. And so we've had an event or a series of events where you could turn in incandescent mm-hmm. light bulbs and exchange those for compact fluorescent light bulbs, which use a quarter of the energy of an incandescent.
I have a factoid in
okay,
here on that.
Factoid.
And I'm
going right.
to go look for that
okay.
while you keep on talking.
All right. So we've done that, and that's been of interest. So the new new idea on the energy, the new energy fair is, what do we hope to accomplish with the new one? And that's a question I have for you. Okay. Are we going to have, is it going to be like a trade show? Is it going to be, what's it going to be?
Potentially. We potentially would like to have some vendors there.
Okay, so people that are in the energy efficiency
business. People who are in
business.
The energy, yes. They can come, they can set up a booth, they can talk to residents on the Cape about what they do. And it's a way to also promote local business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think about it like that.
Right.
Again, I'm sorry, the details haven't been entirely fleshed out yet, but it's a potential to be, and it, we might even involve just kind of the whole idea of living local.
Okay. And anybody actually that's listening to this program, we're going to be giving contact information. In fact, why don't I give some right now? If anyone out there has got some ideas what they'd like to do for an energy fair, why don't you let us know? Because we've had people that a year after year after year have shown up for the energy fair. We'd like to give them something new.
Absolutely. I mean, so. And you know what? And we want you to bring all your friends and neighbors too. So tell some new folks.
So here's some contact information if you've got some ideas for our new and improved energy fair. One is our 800 number. It's 800-797-6699. That's 800-797-6699. That's also the same number you call if you're looking for an energy audit, by the way. The other thing you can do if you've got an idea is to email us at focus@capelightcompact.org. And you can give us an idea on that. If you have an idea for someone we ought to be interviewing on a subsequent program, you could also send it on the same email. That's focus@capelightcompact.org. And, of course, you can always visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. You're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guest this afternoon is Amy Vohl, a marketing and communications coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. And, Amy, one of the first things you said when you came on was that you had an energy audit. Why don't we talk a little bit about your energy audit?
Sure.
Okay, so you came not knowing anything at all about the business here, and you called. And what prompted you to call for an energy audit? Had you been listening to this program? Maybe no.
I'm sorry. Okay. a builder told me about it. I had some work done on my house when I had some really bad leaky windows.
Sure. Yep.
And the builder had actually told me about the Cape Light Compact. He actually, I think, posed it as, it's a great hidden resource.
Mm-hmm.
we don't want to be a great hidden resource forever. We're just a great resource, period. So, what would you like?
So what
to
was
know?
The process?
What called? Was the process? Yeah. I called the 1-800 number.
Okay.
And
that's 800-797-6699.
Uh-huh, okay. That's the one.
All right.
Called the 800 number, and I got our wonderful, Kathy.
Okay.
I probably got Kathy on the other end now that I actually sit in an office with her. I do. And it is wonderful being there and listening to her talk to the different customers that call in for Cape Light Compact and the audit and listen to the different questions that they pepper her with. But she very nicely took down all of my information, you know, finding out where I live, checked my energy usage, and forwarded all my information to Rise Engineering. And they called me to set up an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came out to the house. There were two gentlemen that came that day and literally went through my house, went in my crawl space, which I felt
really... But you don't even want to crawl into.
No, I don't want to go into my crawl space. Went into my attic, checked the energy usage on my refrigerators and the different appliances that were there.
Right, they have a meter that they plug into the...
Absolutely, and they did that. And it was really just a fascinating process just to see them go through, and you don't realize that there's leaks from your ductworks that's there. I mean, that's a huge part or huge energy escaping from your ductwork.
We actually had one of the auditors, Doug Brown, was on the radio program a while back.
You're
and
right.
Doug is great.
Actually at my house.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
okay,
he was.
He's great. He does about three of these audits a day.
Yeah.
So it's funny. He's done mine also, and he comes in there and he knows right where to go. He knows He knows where all the usual suspects are as far as energy leakage, various points.
And there are a lot of places that are leaking in the house that you just would have no clue.
Right.
And again, it's a lot of the hidden stuff that mm-hmm. you really don't realize. And, you know, this is my first home as mm-hmm. well. So being a new homeowner,
right,
you don't really realize sometimes all of the things that go into, you don't want to do any of the, you want to do all the sexy stuff
right.
first.
Sure.
You know, you want to fix up your kitchen and
hang the curtains.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And what people don't realize is probably, especially in this day and age and with the housing market, you want to make your house more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You make it energy efficient because I'm telling you, that's a huge selling point.
Sure.
It's all that hidden stuff that you get fixed up that's going to help reduce your bills and make your house more comfortable. And I think that's also very important to people because, you know, not only does it save money, you're going to be more comfortable in the long run. And that's definitely what I'm finding.
So when he finished the audit, then mm-hmm. then what was the next?
The next step, they wrote up a very large detailed proposal
okay.
on all of the work that needed to be done mm-hmm. in the house. And it was terrific because they also broke it down by individual projects
mm-hmm.
and it was priced out accordingly to that. And obviously there are incentives through
right.
Cape Light Compact
offering money to
absolutely
get some of this done.
To get some of this stuff done.
Right.
And, you know, I had also priced out getting this insulation done without Cape Light Compact,
mm-hmm.
and I was astounded at the savings.
Yeah, well, for those of you that are listening, and you know, we've said it before on the program, but I have no expectation that everyone has listened to every single program we've
mm-hmm.
done. We've been at this now 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When you pay your electric bill, there's a line item in the electric bill called energy conservation, and you pay a quarter of a cent per kilowatt hour into that into a pool, which is then collected by NSTAR when you pay your bill. It goes then down to the county, to Cape Light Compact, and it is then administered through these programs. So, in effect, you're getting your own money back, but you got to take advantage of the program in order to do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a compelling reason for why we're doing this. We need, for several reasons, to cut down on our consumption of electricity, not the least of which is the fact that we get an awful lot of our electricity from coal-fired power plants.
Actually, more natural gas down around
gas,
New Orleans.
Right. And all of that has an environmental price that is attendant with that. So if we are using less electricity, we do less damage to the environment. We do less damage to our pocketbooks. We send fewer dollars to the Middle East mm-hmm. in the form of oil. So there's all kinds of reasons why we as a society have a compelling reason for you to reduce your energy consumption. And this is mm-hmm. this type of program is what's used to one of the things that's used to help us do that.
Well, and what's nice about that is you have to realize that money, now that it's administered through Cape Light Compact, you know, it gives us local control of those energy efficiency funds, and it's actually returned over $35 million in energy efficiency services to our region.
Right, to our region.
Yeah.
Exactly. And one of the things that's been brought out on this program before, we've had Bob Mahoney, the chairman of the Cape Light Compact, on before. Bob was one of the early folks involved in the Cape Light Compact. We as consumers on Cape Cod were sending a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
Millions and millions of dollars were being sent to the to Cambridge, and it wasn't finding its way back to Cape Cod.
Right.
The money was being spent on energy efficiency measures over the other side of the bridges, and it's fine, except that, you know, since we were paying the money in, we were really entitled to
mm-hmm.
to see to it that our consumers on the Cape were getting their benefit out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened. And I will say this, that the folks on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard have been very mindful of their energy consumption. I mean, our economy is heavily dependent on our environment down here. People come down here for vacation, spend their money because they love the Cape Cod environment. And we can protect that environment through the judicious use of energy, and that's basically what we've
done. And if I can just make a quick point on this, people can also sign up through Cape Light Compact Green. They do pay a very small percentage more, maybe a penny more.
Right.
And businesses maybe a tiny bit more than that, but they can either get 50%.
And what is Cape Kite? What does that mean, Cape Light Compact Green?
Cape Light Compact Green is an option for purchasing your energy use, and it means that a percentage, whether it's 50% or 100% of the energy that comes to your house is going to come through renewable sources.
Okay.
And again, that helps us with our mandated goals of reducing energy usage, and you can feel good about your energy supply. But the one thing that people really don't know, there's two things actually. Number one, a portion is tax deductible. So it can offset that cost, the extra cost that you might be paying. And the second thing is that, you know, for every dollar you pay into Cape Light Compact Green, the Massachusetts Renewable Energy Trust matches dollar for dollar your investment in clean electricity. And it goes back to the city or town in which you reside.
Excellent.
So, I mean, you know, right. Yet another great reason right. to go green.
Good. Believe it or not,
did we actually
the half hour is closing rapidly closing. So if I'm wondering if we have any last things to say in the last 30 seconds or so.
You know, I would just say go to capelightcompact.org. We are going to be doing everything we can to update you on all of our wonderful new programs that are going on, and we're going to start sending out newsletters. You can sign up. Give us your email on capelightcompact.org, and you can sign up for a newsletter, and we're going to start getting that information out to you.
So over time, we're going to be hearing a lot more from Amy, and that's
thanks,
that's,
John.
That's
I hope I did thing. Okay on the oh, first
you
program.
Did. You did just fine.
And everybody out there, thanks for putting up with my first radio show.
You did a wonderful job,
Thank
Amy.
You.
Thank you. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org. That's focus@capelightcompact.org. Or you can call 1-800-797-6699. That's 1-800-797-6699. Let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guest, Amy Vohl, Marketing and Communications Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all that he's done for us today. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 92.1 on your FM dial, and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. I want to thank you very much for listening and wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon.